Hello and welcome to Grace and Truth 2019 edition. This is the first podcast this year, and it's our joy to be with you again.
We are glad to have you again. Today we are going to talk about salvation. What does it really mean to be born again? Murungi, last time when we were talking about the, when we were introducing the podcast, mm-hmm. you mentioned about the nature of Christianity in Kenya.
Kenya
is considered to be 80% Christians. We are a Christian nation, so they say.
That's what they say.
And everyone you meet, almost everyone you meet, will tell you that they are born again. Not so long ago, a friend of mine and I got asked the question if we were born again, like vijana miokoka, you know. And the answer was yes for both of us. The answer was yes to miokoka. Mm-hmm. But then it got me thinking: does this other person know what it means to be born again?
So did you ask him?
I did not get to ask him, mm-hmm. but I doubted his salvation, or I doubted if he understands what it means to be born again.
And why did you doubt?
Because I know him. Well, he goes to church. He attends church. He is a nice person. He's a very generous person, a kind person. But I doubt his understanding of the gospel. That's why I get to say that I don't think he is born again.
And I agree with you. Too many people in Kenya talk about being born again, but if you try to find out what is it that they mean, they really don't know what it means.
Then a good place to start would be to say what is not to be born again.
Okay.
Yeah, the misconceptions people have.
But I think you've already pointed a few when you say that saying that you're born again is not necessarily to mean that you're born again. And you also did say that this friend of yours goes to church. And what that means is that going to church does not necessarily mean that one is born again.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because you see, Christianity is not inherited. It's not passed on either by inheritance. So if you were born in a Christian family, you're not by extension a Christian.
That's the other one, being born in a Christian family.
Yeah, or even being baptized.
Okay.
You know, all those things do not necessarily qualify to make one be born again.
Or the knowledge of scriptures.
Yeah. Or even theology.
Or theology.
Even if it were correct theology.
Yeah. Or the knowledge of heaven and hell.
Yep.
So what then does it mean to be born again?
Good question. What is new birth? New birth is regeneration. That's a term used by theologians.
Okay.
But it means to be born from above. And an analogy of natural birth would be a good illustration. When a child or a baby is born, the baby is passive. The parent, the mother, is involved. You know, it's the father and the mother came together. The baby was conceived. The baby was carried by the mother for 9 months, and eventually the baby is born. And in all this process, the baby is simply passive.
Okay.
In the same way, spiritual birth or spiritual rebirth is like that. The sinner is simply passive.
Okay. Can you then show us from scripture, where does the concept of being born again come from?
Well, if you look at John 1, 11 and 12 and 13, let's just read those three verses quickly. We read that he, that is Christ, came to his own and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, new birth is of God. In other words, it is God who initiates. It is God who gives the right It's God who causes it to happen. And verse 13 gives a negative. It says that those who are born again are not born of blood or of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. So any thoughts that we are born again because of our free will, as people say, is discounted there. It's not of the will of man. Is it because you have worked or done some good works that you have been born again? It is no, it's not of the will of the flesh. It's the will of God. So it depends not of the will of on the will of man, but of God.
Does that mean then that I cannot do anything to be born again? Because you have to do something to be born again. Well, or at least that is what we know from around.
Well, then that takes us to the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus in John 3. So Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, as he is introduced in chapter 3, verse 1.
Okay.
And he came and he had the right questions to Jesus. And he had the right understanding of who Jesus was to a certain extent. He said, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And then Jesus' response was basically devastating. He told him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's verse 3. Then verse 5, he repeated that and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And verse 6, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. What is Jesus saying there? Is he telling Nicodemus that he can do something to be born again? Look at that passage.
Yeah, he's actually telling him that there's nothing he can do.
And what's the evidence for that? You know, you notice in verse 4, Nicodemus was suggesting something that he could have done, right?
Yeah. Can he enter a second time into the mother's womb?
Yeah, he was offering something that could be done by man.
Yeah.
But Jesus simply says, no, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And you notice, he says, verse 3, he cannot see. Verse 5, he cannot enter. He does not have the ability. That's what cannot means.
Okay.
And eventually he says how that is possible. He points out to the fact that new birth is as a result of the working of the Spirit. That's why he says, so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And we already saw in chapter 1, verse 13, that he's born of God. So the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit, is the one who causes new birth.
Okay.
And he sovereignly does that, just like the way the wind blows from wherever. You can't stop it from blowing. You can't stop it from coming. You cannot direct it where to go. You cannot stop it from going where it wishes to go. The Spirit will do what he wants to do. He is sovereign in the matter of rebirth.
Okay.
So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit is basically put the Holy Spirit applying the work of Christ in the life of a sinner so that a sinner who is dead in his sins and trespasses, as we have it in Ephesians 2:1, is made alive by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And another analogy there would be in Ezekiel 37, we see, is it at 7 or 34? That's 7. I think it is that 7. You see the valley of dry bones. And God tells Ezekiel to go and prophesy to the bones and that they may live. And then Ezekiel prophesies by the power of the Spirit, and then the Spirit blows, because you understand that blowing or the wind and the Spirit is basically the same word, both in Greek and in Hebrew.
Okay.
So the Spirit blew, and within a moment, the bones were rattling, and the sinews were in place, and the flesh, and the army was on that valley. That's the way it is when a sinner is transformed from being dead in his trespasses and sins into being made alive in Christ.
Okay.
That's a work of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yep. What are the means? What are the means by which the Spirit causes sinners to be born again? The means then would be what Peter says in 1 Peter. In 1 Peter, we read of the means. So we read in 1 Peter 1, 22 and 23, it says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God. So he says, you've been born again. How? Not of a perishable seed, and we'll find out what that is, but of imperishable, and then through the living and abiding word of God. So the word of God is the means that the Spirit of God uses for sinners to be born again.
Okay.
You remember that the Holy Spirit, who was the agent for creation, was hovering over the face of the deep. We read in Genesis 1, 2 or 3 there. So it is the Spirit of God and the Word of God that immediately brings life into this dead person. Just like the Word of Christ in a moment turned around the dead Lazarus in the tomb to be someone who was able to respond to his call and come towards Christ in obedience.
So how may I be born again?
How may you be born again? Good question. To be born again, as we've already established, and that question you asked is the right one, because you did not ask, what do I do to be born again? Because the answer to that is nothing. The right question is, as you've put it, how may I be born again? It is by believing in Jesus Christ. It's recognizing that you are a sinner in need of a Savior and seeing the awfulness of your sins and knowing that the wages of sin is death, and so turning to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith and repentance. That's what Jesus preached. We read in Mark 1, 14, 15, that he came preaching repentance and faith in the gospel. So I think that's where to end, that if you believe in Christ, it is because the Spirit of God has begun working in you to see the awfulness of your sins and the preciousness of Christ as the sole Savior of your soul.
Okay. For more about this topic, I would highly recommend a blog post. I will share the link on this episode's show notes. A blog post by Murungi Igweta, titled, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Grace and Truth is brought to you by Reformation Hub Kenya. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Reformation Hub. Also visit our site, reformationhub.or.ke, for this and previous episodes.